Let me introduce to you a man who started a lot of this by becoming the CEO in 1989 of the Green Bay Packers. He had to make some tough decisions. He made a marvelous decision when he hired Ron Wolf. Won't you welcome the president of the Green Bay Packers, Mr. Bob Harlan. Thank you very much. We found out once again today that the finest fans in the world live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I can't thank you enough for the support you've given this organization from the time it started and through good years, bad years. Patience and loyalty are two of the greatest attributes you have. We thank you sincerely. The trophy is for you.
Thank you so much, Bob. Well, in the preseason, I knew something was special with the Packers general manager when a young man was wearing a Ron Wolf jersey. When his face got on the Jumbotron at the Superdome, a roar went out. Could an autograph session be far off? Make no mistake, Ron Wolf was the setup man that allowed the Packers to hit this home run. Welcome, everybody, general manager Ron Wolf.
But most importantly, respect it. There, I would be remiss if I didn't fail to mention two players who were not able to dress for the game, but have played an important part in our shared set season. Robert Brooks and George Kurtz. For making this a very special day.
Thank you, Ron. You know, I was amazed at all the talk last week about the Parcells factor. I guess they didn't realize about the Holmgren factor. Here's Jim Irwin to introduce the coach.
Well, they said something that goes like this. It's too cold here in the Midwest for the West Coast offense to be effective. Well, apparently it's working. The man's name is Mike Holmgren. He came here 5 years ago. Every year, the Green Bay Packer Ball Club has improved. This year, it has reached the top, the zenith. The man who led them there, head coach Mike Holmgren.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Yesterday, at the conclusion of the game, and I talked to the team and asked them to lock their arms with one another. And with that, we had strength. We were together. I told them I was proud of them, that I loved them. And I want to say the same thing to you guys. We couldn't have done it without you, thank you for everything this season. Appreciate it.
There are a number of people we want you to meet. You met a little bit earlier. One of the great Green Bay Packers, currently in their Hall of Fame. Welcome again, Larry McCarron. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the greatest defensive end in the history of the game, Reggie White.
Thank you. Okay, let me finish. It's cold out here. Thank you. You know, we've accomplished something great this year. Of course, winning the championship and bringing a Super Bowl back to Green Bay. This is really a great thing for all of us as players. And again, I want to give God all the glory and praise. I am extremely honored to be a Green Bay Packer. I thank everybody on this team. I honor. We accomplished something great yesterday. It's been a long time coming, not only for you, but for myself. I want to say to all the players, it has been an extreme honor to play with the guys that I play with. And it's going to be an extreme honor to continue to play with. But more importantly, it's been an extreme honor to play before all of you guys, the greatest fans in the world. God bless.
The city of Green Bay, Mr. Paul Jaden.
Thank you. Green Bay Packers and Green Bay fans, this week you touched the world. And it's a distinct pleasure and privilege to honor the team with a proclamation which reads, whereas the Green Bay Packers have the richest tradition in all of professional sports. And whereas Packer fans are the greatest fans in the world, and whereas the members of this team have been role models for our community, and whereas the Packers have won more NFL championships than any other city, and whereas the Packers went to New Orleans to take back the title, and whereas the Packers beat the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 31, 35-21, to win their 12th championship, now therefore, I, Paul F. Jaden, Mayor of the City of Green Bay, do hereby proclaim the Packers to be America's team. Proclaim and reassert that Green Bay is now and forever Title Town USA. Congratulations once again, and on behalf of Governor Tommy Thompson, I would also like to extend congratulations. The governor can't be here tonight, but he is going to be honoring the Packers in his State of the State address.
and also is proclaiming this week Green Bay Packer Week throughout the state of Wisconsin. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, our next guest, when you saw the bus pulling up, a few ladies out there started screaming, Chewy! Chewy! He had one of the best fights I've ever seen in the Super Bowl after that two-point conversion. Welcome, Mark Shavira.
Thank you. I just want you all to know that all my teammates and myself are glad to be back in the cold weather. And my teammates and myself would also like to thank you for all your support you've given us this year. You've seen what a difference having home field advantage can do. And you guys were the difference. And I just want to say one thing. Vince, I know you're listening. Your trophy is safe once again. To win a Super Bowl. He's a terrific player. Nothing wrong with the way he plays. He was just with the wrong team. Now he's with the right team. Here's Don Beebe. A long time for this. And I got one thing to say. How about them Packers? Where else can you get crazy fans like you guys sitting out here in this freezing cold weather since 10 o'clock a.m. Hey, I want to hear a chant right now, okay? Can you join with me? Repeat! In 8 years. But I tell you, I've experienced 4 losses, and this is my first victory. And I tell you, the Buffalo Bills fans are great fans, but this is definitely Title Town USA! Give the mic over to Eugene Robinson, but I wish I could talk all night long. I just want to tell you guys, I love you from the bottom of my heart, and thanks again. Don Beebe. Next, the Packers' leading interceptor and also a world champion, Eugene Robinson.
Oh, my goodness. Pump it up, pump it up. I got it in you. Let me hear you, baby. Let me hear you. Let me hear you, Tata. Let me hear you. Let me hear you.
bet you guys are feeling even greater. You know, it's been an incredible run, and I can tell you honestly, you know, it's not winning the Super Bowl, it's getting the journey to it. It's the hard work, it's the tears, the fighting, the scratching, the biting. It's all that stuff to get to the Super Bowl. And when you get to the Super Bowl, you look at your partners, and you look at them in the eye, and you say, we're going to do this thing. We're going to win this. We got a lot of reasons to win this. First for the Lord, no doubt. No, Mike Holmgren and our teammates. And then lastly, the Green Bay, Milwaukee, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, all the other places in Green Bay area. My goodness. It is incredible to me. I really can't believe it. I'm sitting out here in the snow and the cold. I would rather be inside, but you know what? This is the greatest fans in the world. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that. And I'm going to echo the comments of my friend Don Beebe. Myself and my wife and my kids coming to here. It's been great people. There's no doubt about that. You know, and this team is characterized by one word: unselfish. The guys I play with are unselfish. They're not looking at their stats to see who got the most sacks, to see who has the most interceptions, who has the most touchdowns. It is a team effort, and we played that way all year long. And thank you for your support, your love, and everything else. And repeat.
Oh, thank you, Gene. Well, I'll tell you, every time this guy touches the football, you get a lump in your throat because you know something exciting is about to happen. Here's your Super Bowl MVP, Desmond Howard.
Coming out here and braving the weather. We may not have had the best weather to come to, but we came to a warm welcome. And I've experienced a warm welcome since I've been here with the coaching staff, the general manager, and the players. I think this community exemplifies what this team is all about. We have great charactership, leadership, and great personnel from the front office down to the people who help us clean our cleats on Sunday. This is definitely a first-class organization, and we have first-class fans. To be crowned Okay. Obviously, I love to stay here. This is the most fun I've ever had playing football, but the decision isn't totally up to me. So we need to get Ron Wolf up here. But at this time, I would just like to savor the moment of becoming a world champion and becoming a Super Bowl MVP. And yesterday after the game, they were talking about flying me to Walt Disney today. But I told them it's not worth it if I can't share this whole experience with our fans. And that's what the whole thing is all about, to bring it home to Green Bay. Thank you, and we love you. Good night.